Hi everyone, welcome to a new week on the Bison video blog. Our summer series continues. We did the breakthrough athletes over the last couple weeks, Jeffrey. Now we're on to the newcomers. These are the guys who, some have been on campus, some have not been on campus, all of them, there's one common thing. None of them have played yet, and that's what we're going to talk about over the next 2 weeks. We're just taking shots at the wall here. Some of these guys may be really good, some may never see the field.
It's those breakthrough guys, I think, have a little more ability to play. Just, and you have a better chance to guess where they'll fit in the scheme of things. These guys, like you said, maybe a little more reach, and especially our first guy because he's got the size. We're talking about Cordell Volson here, and he's got the ability, but we haven't seen him in action.
We've heard a lot about him over the last couple of years. Cordell, remember, was a high-profile recruit out of now a powerhouse in Drake Animus way out there in Balfour, North Dakota. Of course, the University of Wyoming offered him. Volson decided to join up with his older brother, Tanner, who's going to be the starting center for the Bison this upcoming year. A redshirt, obviously, did not play last year. Coming into the spring, Jeff, he was 6'6", 299. I got a feeling he's going to be probably over the 300-pound mark when we see him next in August.
But the thing is, he can move. As you see in these highlights here, he can move. He's got good feet. He's got good explosion right there in these drills. And that's what you look for. Size is one thing. I think that's the biggest overrated factor, that you look at a guy's size and you automatically think some things. But O-line, you got to move. Yeah. And especially in a tackle, you need some feet, and you got to attack these defensive ends who are so fast.
This is a kid we mentioned who's a high-profile guy, and it doesn't happen much out of nine-man football in North Dakota. But much like we talked about in our previous series with Derek Tuska, the Bison coaching staff really likes Tanner, but I've been hearing good things about this kid for 3 years, since his senior year in high school, and now here he is, now 3 years later, now is a redshirt freshman at NDSU. Now, his path to the field, I'm not sure how clear it is. We talked about this with Zach Johnson up there. We believe that Dylan Radins, another redshirt freshman, will probably see the field. Luke Bacon's probably in the mix, another nine-man guy. Where do we see, just does Cordell Volson get reps this season?
Well, you have to remember, there's three guys that need to be replaced on the offensive line, and somewhat was said about how they're going to all fill out as far as spring football, after spring football. But there's a whole summer conditioning, there's a whole fall camp to go through, and this is another guy in the long line of nine-man players who have the ability to make the jump to Division I college football. And I think on the offensive line, you can probably do that a little easier because blocking is blocking. It's just a lot more mentally excruciating to make that, like any position, I think, in the FCS level.
You look at it, there could be a time, maybe even this season, where you have a Volson snapping and a Volson playing tackle. But that has not happened much in the history of Bison football, especially from nine-man. Last year, NDSU had nine nine-man schools represented on the roster. And that number is going to be just as high, if not higher, in 2017, which just goes to show that argument that it's dead now, Jeff, that the NDSU is going to find kids, especially nine-man guys, to play Division I football.
Makes you wonder if other schools are going to chime in here and start recruiting. Obviously, Wyoming and Craig Bull know about everything. And you have all these FCS schools, South Dakota, UND, South Dakota State, that are looking at NDSU success. I'm sure thinking, okay, maybe we need to make some more treks to small-town North Dakota. It's hard to do. I mean, these guys.
You did it. You went to Beach.
It's Belfour,
not easy.
North Dakota.
Middle of nowhere.
Where is Belfour, North Dakota?
Way northwest part of the state.
You've been there?
I've not been there. I know where it is on a map. It's not easy to get to. I can say that. And I'll say this, though. As you look at it on the offensive line now, with how young they're going to be, we'll end this segment. Do you think he plays in 2017?
I think he gets a chance. Okay. He obviously gets a chance. Okay. When you have three guys that you need to replace, I think you get a chance, and certainly you get a chance in fall ball. So if he proves he belongs physically and mentally, I think. And look at the schedule, too. I mean, they're not playing Iowa and all the, Eastern
Washington's the one.
Mississippi Valley and Robert Morris. Right. So I think he'll get a shot.
You look also his size. Is that best suit? And I know you're talking, he's got to be able to move. So his tackle or guard, maybe the best.
I love the reach. He's a tackle.
I think he's a tackle too.
He's a 6'6". Yeah. He's got that Landon Leckler reach. I think that's one thing you look for.
Boy, the size on him and the speed, like you mentioned, he could be very, very good. And a guy maybe potentially starting for 3 years up front for the Bison offensive line. That's number 5 on our list of the top newcomers for the Bison football team for 2017.